Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Welcome back, my precious audience, continuing in the topic of the triunity of God. And we already know, Trinity means three in the unity of one. Okay, we agree about that. Although the word Trinity is not in the Bible, the concept is clearly biblical. Also, the word Tawheed, which Muslims usually use to describe God, is not in the Quran. Share with your Muslim friends. Christians agree with Muslims that God is one, entirely distinct from all created beings. But we have not yet begun to deal with the issue of what mysteries the divine nature may contain within itself. Mysteries are inherent in the supreme divine nature of God. Share it with your Muslim friend. Yes, the Muslim believe in the singular oneness of God's nature. Okay? But the Christian believe in the compound unity of God's nature. Share with your Muslim friend, neither conflicts with oneness. Neither conflicts with oneness, because we are dealing simply with the inner nature of that essence. Are you with me? Muslims are taught that God's nature is a single unity. The Bible teaches clearly that it is a complex unity. The facts remain, Christianity, Judaism, and Islam are all monotheistic. They firmly teach that God is one. Yes. However, the conflict deals with understanding and defining God's divine unity. Again, God's nature surpasses the capacity of our minds to fully imagine. For you, my Muslim friend, to argue that the Christian believe in God is against reason is simply is you making yourself the judge of what God can or cannot be, which is blasphemy. After all, God is the potter and we are merely the clay. And we only believe what God revealed to us through His Word. It is a fact that God's nature cannot be fully expressed. That's why I always believe that while we are reading God's Word, while we are seeking to know God, we must pray that God will guide us through the Holy Spirit as we are sincerely seeking to know Him and experience His presence in our lives. And the non-Christian person must agree that in using words as Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, even in using these words, God is using human terms for our benefit. It is God through His grace accommodating Himself to human limitations and ignorance. Just as, for example, a human father must use simple language when trying to explain something very complex to a child. Okay? This is very important for us to remember. So, there is no human language suitable to express the realities of the divine nature. The relationship between the persons of the Godhead transcends all human thought and language. If the most holy nature of God, Most High, could be fully comprehended by the finite intellect of his creatures, God would not be God because he would be finite. Many Muslims tell me that they cannot believe in the doctrine of the Trinity because in their minds it has not been proven. However, again, the problem is not in the doctrine itself, which God revealed in the gospel, but in the limitations of the human mind. Even though we are able, for the most part, to accurately describe many things that we can see, the truth is we cannot use finite human standards to define the unseen infinite creator. We must acknowledge that. It is wrong to conclude that because three persons on earth cannot be absolutely one in essence and nature, therefore, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit cannot be one. We must acknowledge that because God is infinite, spirit, and eternal, his unity must be of a character different from that which we see, expect, or imagine. Don't you agree with me? A doctrine of God, my friend, that can be imagined in the human mind, most likely was invented by the human mind in the first place. The very fact that no human can imagine the triunity of God is not an evidence to the weakness of the Christian doctrine. Rather, it is evidence that it is true, because the essence of God is beyond human imagination. Biblical scholar Kenneth Crick wrote a very deep, wonderful book, has said, a doctrine of God does not commend itself by its ability to be reduced to a statement on a postage stamp. Okay, the very simplicity, my friend, of the Unitarian conception of God in Islam proves that it is not from God. Please accept this fact. The doctrine of the Trinity is not contrary to reason. It is simply above the realms of finite human reasoning. God desires for us to love him, to obey him. He did not create us to analyze him. It is wrong for anyone to try to put God in a laboratory in order to examine him. It is impossible to try to reduce God to fit a formula. Again, let me repeat what Kenneth Crick said. A doctrine of God does not commend itself by its ability to be reduced in a statement on a postage stamp. The very simplicity of the Unitarian conception of God in Islam proves that it is not from God. All right, the most important fact you need to know, my friend, that God loved you enough to come to earth in the person of Jesus Christ and sacrifice and suffer to pay the penalty for your sins. And if you pray with me right now and put your faith in Jesus, that he is your Savior, and you repent, you tell God, I want to live close to you. I don't want to live my life far from you, God. If you do that, you will experience God's presence and forgiveness. And you will know that you are going to spend eternity in the presence of God in paradise. You can repeat this prayer after me. God, I believe that you loved me enough and you came in the person of Jesus Christ. God, thank you for suffering for my sake to rescue me from eternal separation from you in hell. God, I repent. I want to live close to you, God. I want to know you. I want to experience your love. I want to experience your will. I want to please you, God, through my life. I put my faith in Jesus right now, God, that he paid the penalty for all my sins. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get 2 copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. My friend, if you pray this prayer, contact me. Would love to congratulate you, send you a free book, and perhaps give you any advice that you need. Rest of my audience, pray with me that God will use us and use our fellowships to help multitudes of people, including Muslims, spend eternity with God. I am here to serve you. If I can help you in any way, you can contact me. God's peace with you. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.